AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Northern Trust's 51-week trend signal now sits on a 70% fair value premium. Northern Trust finished 0.4% below its 52-week high after a 28.4% quarter, but volume remains only modestly above normal, and market dynamics has not produced a fresh buy signal. Research brief. Northern Trust closed at $174.3 USD for the week ended 12 June, up 2.3%, and within 0.4% of its 52-week high. The trend signal remains active for a 51st week, with price 17.9% above the trend line and 70.5% above fair value. Momentum is constructive, especially over 12 weeks, but volume confirmation is moderate at 1.1 times the 13-week average, and market dynamics is positive, without a fresh buy signal. Key points. 1. NTRS gained 2.3% on the week, 6.9% over 4 weeks, and 28.4% over 12 weeks, closing at 98.9% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal has been active for 51 of the past 52 weeks, while price sits 17.9% above the 147.8 USD trend line. 3. The stock trades 70.5% above the 102.3 USD fair value estimate, raising the bar for further confirmation. 4. Volume was 6.2 million shares, equal to 1.1 times the 13-week average, and roughly in line with the 52-week average. 5. Sector context is mixed. NTRS lagged the U.S. Financial Services weekly average of 3.1%, but beat the U.S. Asset Management Industry average of 1.7%. Near the high, but confirmation is measured, Northern Trust ended the latest completed week at 174.3 USD, up 2.3%, and only 0.4% below its 52-week high of 175.1 USD. The move keeps the stock near the top of its yearly range at 98.9%, supported by a 6.9% 4-week advance and a much stronger 28.4% 12-week gain. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, marking 51 active weeks out of the past 52. Price is 17.9% above the 147.8 USD trend line, so the weekly regime remains constructive. The caveat is valuation distance. NTRS is 70.5% above the 102.3 USD fair value reading, which makes participation and follow-through more important than the close alone. Financials breadth helps. Asset managers are more selective. Northern Trust sits in U.S. financial services and the U.S. asset management industry, with a market capitalization of about 31.1 billion USD. The sector backdrop is supportive but not uniformly strong. Financial services averaged a 3.1% weekly return, 4.4% over 4 weeks, and 12.4% over 12 weeks. NTRS trailed the sector for the week,
but its 12-week return more than doubled the sector average.
The industry read is more favorable on relative timing. U.S. asset management averaged a 1.7% weekly gain, 0.5% over 4 weeks, and 12.6% over 12 weeks, leaving NTRS ahead across all three windows. Its industry ranks, 35th for the week and 13th for both 4 and 12 weeks, show better short-term standing than the broader sector peer set, where the stock ranks 58th for the week. Momentum is positive, but market dynamics is not emphatic. Market dynamics is positive at 1.04, up 50.3% over 4 weeks, while relative strength stands at 6.74 after a 145.0% 4-week improvement. The expectation reading is positive, with a 57.78% probability, but the signal state is more nuanced than the price chart. Market dynamics is positive, yet there is no fresh buy signal. Peer comparison also argues for balance. NTRS slightly outpaced the broad U.S. financial services peer average weekly return of 2.17%, but its relative position is only mid-pack, at the 54.2 percentile, among 1,015 peers. The better evidence is the sustained 12-week return and the active trend streak, rather than a decisive week of sector outperformance. Volume and risk frame the next test. Volume was 6.2 million shares, above the 13-week average of 5.4 million, but only 1.1 times normal, and close to the 52-week average of 6.0 million. That is enough to avoid a weak volume warning, but it does not yet show aggressive participation. A move with volume above 1.5 times would give stronger evidence that buyers are still weighing to pay near the high. Risk readings are not flashing a dominant top-level cluster.
13-week volatility is 2.7%, below the 52-week reading of 2.9%. And the past year shows 33 upside weeks against 19 downside weeks. Average gains of 2.6% compare with average losses of 1.8%. A favorable asymmetry. But the combination of a near-high close and a large fair value premium leaves the next few weeks important for judging continuation versus exhaustion. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.